Chapter 1. It all begins with attitude. Before we look at the various dynamics related to handling money in marriage, we must first of all put money in its proper perspective. Some couples live as though the accumulation of money and the acquisition of material possessions are the focus of life. These couples live to get. A new purchase brings momentary pleasure. Between acquisitions, they experience emotional lows while anticipating the next moment of pleasure. I don't need to tell you that such an attitude does little to create marital satisfaction. Jesus lived a rather simple lifestyle, but he impacted human history more than any man who has ever lived. I shall never forget the day I read this statement spoken by Jesus. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. It changed my perspective on money forever. It also resonated with my experience. Hundreds of well-to-do couples have sat in my office over the past 30 years and made statements like this. We sold our souls for the acquisition of things, and now we're bankrupted spiritually and emotionally. We have things, but life is empty. Relationships, not things. Real satisfaction is found not in money, any amount of it, but in loving relationships with God, our spouse, our children, and our friends. Loving relationships are our greatest asset. This is most often realized in moments of crisis. Many times I've stood outside the room of a hospital intensive care center when a child was in critical condition because of an automobile accident or a life-threatening illness. What matters to the parents at that point is not how much money they have or the size of their house, but the friends who come to stand with them in the midst of deep pain. In the experience of physical and emotional crisis, all humankind stands on level ground. Some have friends, and some do not. Money is no replacement for friendships. If you believe that more money and more material possessions will bring you marital happiness, you have the wrong attitude. Money can be used to provide more creature comforts, but money will not create a successful marriage. It is righteous living, love, patience, gentleness, and compassion that build meaningful relationships. It is treating each other with dignity, respect, love, and care that creates a happy marriage. This can be attained in the poorest of circumstances, as well as in the homes of the affluent. If you are telling yourselves, "We'll be happier when we get more money," you're deceiving yourselves. Some of the happiest couples I know live near the poverty level. I'm not saying that they do not aspire for more. They do. But they're under no illusion that more will automatically bring greater happiness. In fact, quite the opposite can be true. I remember Paul Brown and his wife Jill, not their real names, who came to my office, separated and hurting. "We've got it all," Paul said, "and now all of it means nothing. We left God out of our lives. We didn't have time for friends. I worked two jobs. We've got our 4,500 square foot house. We've got the cars. We've got money in the bank. But in the midst of it all, we've lost each other. I'd give it all away today if we could go back and start over in the little apartment where we lived when we first got married. In those days, we had nothing, but we were happy. Today, we have everything and we're miserable." With a great deal of counseling, Paul and Jill rediscovered each other. They did, in fact, lower their standard of living and raise their level of happiness. However, they could have saved themselves 12 years of miserable, affluent living if they had found a proper perspective on money earlier in life. The desire to have more material possessions is not necessarily an evil desire. The problem comes when we allow money to become the focus of our lives. The scriptures say, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil." Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Such sorrows are not the result of having money or not having money, but of loving money.